Hello and welcome to another episode of the Week in Review podcast, where we take a look at some of the biggest stories on financial markets and on the economy as well over the past 5 days. My name is James Tao, ComSec market analyst. So firstly, let's get right into it. We'll start with today's performance so far. The Aussie market not faring too well. We're a little bit lower. Right now, we're recording at about 2:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, down about 10 points for the ASX 200. It has been rather choppy trade throughout the day and the week, in all fairness as well. So for the week, we're down about a fifth of 1%. Had a pretty positive run over the past couple of weeks before that, though. The Aussie market and the ASX 200 in particular, up about 6.5% in the previous fortnight. So this particular week, we've seen stocks kind of going up and down in relatively small numbers. Today, we are looking at the first successive declines in a little while for the Aussie market as well. So we've really been tracking US stocks for the week. Of course, plenty going on in the United States at the moment. No less the US election happening in less than a fortnight's time. We had that final debate just concluding a little over an hour ago. And there's always that ongoing talk about another stimulus package. So Democrats looking for a $2.2 trillion package. The Republicans looking for a much smaller number than that. Still trying to figure out whether or not that will happen before something can be agreed on before the election, as we talked about on November 3rd, or that will be happening on the 4th here in Australia. A lot of the market reactions have basically come off the back of how talks are going. So whenever talks seem to be more positive, you see the market lifting. When they come out and say Nancy Pelosi or the Republicans come out and say that they're further away from a deal, then the market's come down. So it really has been really lacking much conviction in terms of investor sentiment. In terms of what's happening here in Australia, on the economic front, the RBA minutes came out, a bit of a highlight, expressing the central bank's ideas for more easing of monetary policy to help the Aussie economy recovery. We're seeing the likelihood of a interest rate cut on Melbourne Cup Day increasing the market expectations. And today, National Cabinet as well, also just wrapping up not too long ago, with some plans about the reopening of the domestic borders for most states, except for WA, by Christmas. So there's another positive moving forward. Local COVID cases, particularly New South Wales and Victoria, seemingly improving. No community transmissions in New South Wales on Friday. Cases certainly coming down in Victoria as well. So that's certainly a positive, because the same can't necessarily be said for COVID cases happening in the US, UK, and also Europe. If we have a look at some of the big stories in terms of the market, company-wise, there has been a fair bit going on. This particular week and this particular period of the year, you get a lot of companies releasing quarterly updates, a lot of resource companies in particular, but also other companies providing quarterly updates. We've heard from the likes of BHP, Santos, Woodside, AMP outside of the resource sector, and a few others as well, AGMs around this particular time of year. Qantas holding its AGM today, providing a bit of an update in terms of what those closed domestic borders have had on its bottom line earnings in this quarter alone, September quarter, about a $100 million hit to its earnings. It's was expecting the capacity. Hello all, and thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Week in Review, where I, James Tao, will take us through a look back at the week that was, another week closer to the end of 2020, and have a look at some of the major economic and financial market headlines for the week. So let's quickly start with how we're performing on Friday. So far, we are recording this around 2 p.m. Sydney time. We have the ASX 200 down about a quarter of 1% or 15 points at the moment. It's just dipped back below that 6,200 point mark. Still, We've seen the Aussie market lift 8 out of the last 10 sessions. Has been a pretty solid performance so far for the month of October as well. This week, up about 1.5% so far for the month of October, about halfway through, up roughly 6.5%, which is a pretty decent performance. Capacity domestically to be about 60% below pre-COVID levels because of these extra domestic border closures. It's come in at about 30%. It is hoping to lift to 50% by Christmas. So Qantas, seemingly a little bit more optimistic about those domestic borders. We've seen Crown also in the news quite heavily this week. Earlier on, the Melbourne resort for Crown coming under some further scrutiny by regulators, potential breaches of AML, the anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing at the Melbourne casino, particularly in relation to overseas and VIP gamblers who come from other parts of the world, particularly in Asia. Its New South Wales license inquiry still ongoing as well. Also held its AGM this week, and it received a first strike on its remuneration report. So basically, about a third of shareholders voting against the report, still carried. But if there is a second strike next year at its AGM, that could lead to a spill of the board, so a change of executives for the company. Elsewhere, tech stocks, buy now, pay later, of course, always in the headlines, really. Afterpay and Westpac announcing a new arrangement, an agreement basically where Westpac's new digital platform will allow Afterpay customers to access its products, gives Afterpay customers and Afterpay itself more of a banking feel without having to go through and getting a banking license. So Afterpay, on the back of that announcement, actually hit a new record high earlier this week, above $105 per share. It has fallen off those particular levels, but still hovering around $100. So if you look at the lows of the year in March, was about $8-$9. To its highs, that's more than 1,000% improvement for Afterpay. Zipco also coming out with an agreement early this week with Visa for its in-store purchases, Apple Pay and Google Pay as well, making that a little bit more accessible for its customers. Zip shares, though, not performing as well as Afterpay so far this week. We've also heard from NAB this morning announcing some new provisions as well as it is about to release its full-year profit results in a couple of weeks on November 5th. Number of the big banks will be releasing their profit results back end of October and also early November. The Aussie dollar having a slightly better week than the Aussie equity market. It's up about 0.5%, back above 71 US cents at the moment as well. Could come under some downward pressure, of course, with the talks of lowering the interest rate. Also, commodity prices have been a bit mixed of late. And if the general global COVID case situation gets worse, not a good sign for the global economy, which generally has a downward pressure on the Aussie dollar. But if we look at some of the best and worst performing sectors on the market this week, tech stocks have certainly done well. So the tech sector, financials, also lifting, and energy among some of the bigger improvers. The communication stocks, utilities and staples, some of the more defensive names, have been a little weaker. So that's a bit of a wrap-up of the week that was. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend.